This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Ah, hello, Lottie.
Hello, my darling.
How are you, darling?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's a good look at the kids at Catching Up. Apparently, you're talking about Australia for tonight.
Oh, the best country in the world.
Isn't it? Do you think they're Australian, those kids? That Jamie looks like he's got a bit of something else in him.
He's got a touch of the tar.
Touch of the tar?
I'm not sure what that means. No one really knows about him,
where he's
from.
He might be a native. You can never tell these days.
You can't.
Everyone's got a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
It's true.
Yes, that's right. Not like us purebreds, hey, darling?
Queen and country.
Queen into country.
Queen's in the country.
And anything that was Australian is now made in China. It's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. Anyway. Kookaburras, Vegemite, there's so many things. I'll be talking about all of them, I'm sure. Lamington.
Oh, look, shall we turn them on?
Let's go for it, darling.
Let's go!
God, I love it.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber and Jamie Lewis.
Yeah, g'day. Welcome to Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Backdoor Bandit and Bloody Bludger Brett Star. Bald as a bandicoot, a boss cocky, a Jamie the Man, and myself, a Banana Bender Dolstar, who bangs like a dunny door given the right headwind. We're going to be shooting the breeze and making a general balls up of Bazzaland, Australia. So grab yourself an amber nectar, take off your bag of fruit, and give yourself an Aussie salute, and take your hand off your budgie smugglers as we make a general balls up and a take a Captain Cook and Shinwag on the land down under. What's in the esky tonight, Brett?
I think I need to get an interpreter app for my smartphone. I didn't quite understand any of that. It's the Australian
Australia
theme, of course.
Yeah, you're standing in it. How are you going, Jamie?
No.
Look at him.
Jamie's at the controls tonight, but she's doing a fabulous
job. She's looking good, isn't she?
She's about to break down and just, I don't know. No, it's all good.
Don't do it in front of the viewers. What have we got on the show tonight?
Oh, Dolly, we have got heaps and heaps of Aussie things. We've got a little bit more Australian slang. We've got a little bit of Camel and Lynn.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, from Fast Forward.
Maybe we're going to revisit some top Aussie films in the last couple of years as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a bush ballad, maybe.
Really? Mm.
Another one.
Mm.
We already had one, didn't we?
I was going to say, I'm going to try to avoid the whole thing about a lesbian doing
hopefully
a bush
we'll
ballad.
Hopefully we'll run out of time with that.
We'll do that. And we've got some top Australian music as well. And obviously, like with every other program, we've got the mystery TV theme. Now, I'm guessing it's an Aussie theme.
We don't want to give anything away.
Yeah,
okay,
everything's Aussie
late
tonight, including the songs.
It's Aussie.
Yes.
And we did have another tray of Lamingtons to give away as the gift tonight.
Yes,
but
Jamie's eating them, isn't he, darling?
I can see desiccated coconut from here, Jamie.
The very beautiful thing about not having a prize to give away is that it's all inclusive and anyone can enter. And you're just going to become
right,
a winner.
Darling,
you're just going to be a winner.
Yes, even your mum, darling. Hey, Brett.
I know. Hopefully,
what's
Maggie?
Your mum's name, darling?
Maggie.
Hello to Maggie.
Maggie,
she's
yes
been listening to us every week.
I know.
She's
bless her heart.
Gorgeous. Hello, Maggie from Perth.
So
right,
shall we have a little go at the theme?
Yeah,
yes,
please.
And of course, Brett, how will people let us know if they know it?
That's a really good question. So email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427 joy949. Jamie, have we got that lovely clip?
Of course we have. Here we go.
I'm feeling relaxed.
Soothing, isn't it?
Isn't it lovely?
That's enough, bro. Yeah. We're fading it,
yeah,
fading
don't
it out.
Don't give too much
fading
away.
It out.
Surely everyone knows that. Come on, SMS it in, 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Shall we whip up a little song now, shall we?
That sounds
I'm feeling
wonderful.
Like a bit of Standing in the Rain by JPY.
You are listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you're enjoying the show, you can tune in on Tuesday nights from 9 till 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Well, it's all about being standing in the rain, isn't it? That's John Paul Young. Anything about John Paul Young?
Oh, look, I think it was a hit in 77 on Countdown.
Countdown.
We've got to revisit Countdown one of these
days. Maybe we should do a Countdown
special. Perhaps we should. There we go. We're going out on a limb. You know, his name was just, he was going to call himself John Young, but there was already a John Young at the time, so we thought he'd chuck in a Paul.
Exactly.
A little bit of trivia for you. So what are you going to do? You're going to do some Australiana.
I've got some Australian, because obviously with the Australian language, the Australian slang and strine has been part of the Australian language for so many years. The origins are a mixture of the Aboriginal language, London Cockney, the gold rushes, bush ranging, and from the First World War, our slang words have become part of our national identity. Kangaroo was even borrowed prior to colonisation. It was a term used prior to 1778. Similar to Cockney, we also use a rhyming slang. For example, to have a captain's cook means have a look.
Oh, I haven't heard
have
that
look.
One.
Have a look. Have a captain's cook.
The convicts gave us muster, bolter, roll up, and servants of the crown.
Oh, nice. Mm. We have to do bingo calls one week too. Out of the blue.
Love how your brain works.
I know. It just came to me in the middle of the night.
Bush rangers gave us the bush telegraph, and the digger came out of First World One, but the term was adapted from the gold rush.
Oh, yes.
Now, there has been some lost phrases, so I'm going to test you.
Game. I love a game.
It is unlikely that someone will ask you to share a puffaloon at a chavu.
Oh, not the places I go. That happens all the time.
No, puffaloo at the chavu. Puffaloo at the chavu. Oh, a ciggy, a smoke?
No.
A
fried scone at a party.
Oh.
Yes, I've never heard of
a
it before.
A shaloo is a party.
A chavu is a party.
Like a deep fried scone?
I don't know. It just says a fried scone.
Fried scone.
Yeah.
And also in southern regions of Australia, it's very rare to hear the phrase nowadays, cold as a polar bear's bum.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Cold, yeah. Well, that would be cold, wouldn't it?
Bloody
I think
cold.
That's Australian, though.
I don't know.
A polar bear?
Would you like to play the slang game?
Certainly.
So we're going to do quick ones. Aerial ping pong.
That's like snot or something, isn't it?
No.
Jamie?
No.
Australian rules football.
Of course. Well, the same.
Amber fluid.
Oh, yeah. Beer.
Beer, yeah.
Beer.
Back of Burke.
Oh, out the back of nowhere.
Not my bowl of rice or not my cup of tea.
Just not you, yeah.
Not into it.
Yeah. Chunder.
Chunder. Being sick.
Yeah,
vomit.
Vomit.
Yep. A cocky.
Is a bushy, isn't he?
Yes.
A bushy, yeah.
And we'll also pay cockatoo and cockroach.
Yeah, cocky's a cockroach in Queensland, yes.
A bluey.
Bluey.
A bluey, is that like a fight?
That's like a little jackaroo or something, isn't it?
Well, it's pack, it's equipment, it's a traffic ticket, it's a red-headed blue cattle dog.
Bluey, yes, that's
heavy
true.
Wool or felt jacket worn by mining and workers, and a blue bottle jellyfish. This is one I've never heard of one before. Duchess.
Duchess.
Oh. What's that one?
What's that one, darling?
Sideboard.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Fancy Duchess.
And obviously, whoop whoop, gone troppo.
Oh, yeah. Out of whoop whoop. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's a new one I heard on the weekend. Totes com suey.
Oh.
Totes of smoke, darling?
That's like, totes.
Totally committed suicide.
Oh, that's terrible.
Totes com suey.
It's terrible,
terrible
Muriel.
Yes. Be hearing that later on as well. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. I had one more word for you, Brett, just quickly.
Oh, yes.
Whenever I visit Queensland, which is, of course, a lovely Dolly's home state, a couple of people have said to me,
Hooroo.
I was like,
Hooroo.
I never hear that anywhere in the country apart from in Queensland. It's a beautiful state, and I'm not putting it down, but, gee, what a word, Hooroo.
Hooroo. See you later.
Hooroo.
All right, darling, that's fantastic. What's going on now? I thought you were cutting to something interesting.
We can do. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Still trouble with Mari? Rings me up while I'm at work. Major drama. I've had a collapse, she says. Can you come over straight away, she says. I mean, never once does she bother to ask how I might be feeling. Oh, no. It's all her. Her kids, her problems, her renal failure. Still having trouble with their kidneys. Same old story. Expects everyone to drop everything and dance around her just because she's dying a bit. So what'd you say? I said, darling, I'm sorry you've had a collapse, but you know I'm at work. You know I can't leave the phones unattended. As I was saying. So she starts whimpering and pleading, putting on the nicey pie act, trying to butter me up. She's still at you for that blood transfusion. Never misses an opportunity to slip it into the conversation, Carmel. They say there's a chance I can live if only we can find a compatible donor. So I said, darling, I said, pet, I said, darling, I said, please, pet, when you have calmed down, please listen to my side of the story. No one is sorrier than I that you're going to die in a couple of weeks. After all, you are my only twin sister. Naturally, I'm devastated, but please, 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 I said, pet, I said, love, I said, please, try and listen to reason, I said. I am absolutely run off my feet, sitting here answering phones all day long from 10 till 2, 2 days a week. I simply do not have the time, I said.
So what'd she say?
You know what she did? She hung up on me, Carmel.
Oh, rude.
Still, that's what you get for caring.
What a beautiful little piece.
Oh. I said love, I said pet.
I said pet, I said love, I said pet.
Gosh, that was so funny.
And of course you're with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Catching Up on Joy, and that was the marvellous Magda Skibanski and Jane Turner doing their version of Lynn and Carmel, the girls
Lynn and Carmel.
Don't do much else other than just shoot the breeze.
Did very little, didn't she? I mean, she wouldn't even answer the phone then.
Well, God, she'd be terrible here, goodness.
An old fast-forward skit, that one. Yeah, fast-forward ran from 1989 to 1992. It was the highest-ranking skit show of all time. Did you boys used to watch it?
Absolutely. I mean, I had my roots in, obviously, the D Generation.
Mm. There were so many ways to get your mind out of the dunny.
Goodness. Trying to use as best Australian slang as I can. But then that went on to fast forward and Full Frontal. Mm-hmm. It's a shame we don't have any real good sketch comedies in Australia. We talked about this before,
well,
haven't we?
I mean, eventually they'll put us on and then we will have.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm thinking maybe Dottie and Lottie should have a little show up in Dallas.
Of course you do.
Of course they
I won't rest.
Darling.
Oh, my God.
You won't, will you, darling?
Hey, have we got time to play the mystery sound?
We should play a little piece
theme
of it.
Song.
Yes. Mystery theme, sorry.
Yes. From a famous Australian TV show.
It's so soothing, isn't it?
I'm sensing Siggy, that's all I can say.
I'm sensing the countryside. Pretty countryside.
A little bit of water.
Oh.
Don't
give too much away.
Okay.
So the listeners can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Is there anyone that can answer the phone at reception?
Oh, no. Look out.
Are we left alone again?
Jerry's sick again. Oh, poor bugger. We do have two little shout-out messages.
Oh, lovely.
Firstly, hi, Dolly and boys. Thanks for the welcome call. I'm assuming that might be my mother.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, Maggie. Also, we've got... from the lovely Zoe, loving the show. Bluey also means a $10 note.
Oh, of course.
Got a Bluey or a Redback.
The new Bluey.
Yeah.
Or a Redback. Yeah. What is a green? What is a $100 bill? What's
green.
The,
that's American.
Just green.
That's American though, isn't it? They say that green, a green bill. Oh, no, all their money's green. I'll shut up now.
Okay. But Zoe also says, War Hub with the Olympics, with the sand down, joy on, and surfing the net. That sounds like a great Tuesday
sand
night.
Down on the Olympics,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've had enough of that, haven't you? You had enough of the Olympics?
No.
You're liking the divers or something, are you? Well, what were we going on about before?
I was just saying I'm very supportive of young Matthew Mitchell.
Young Matthew Mitchell.
Young and lovely.
Young and lovely. Have you seen his little recent posts he's been posting?
No, darling, I don't follow
he
him.
He has taken up in the Olympic Village playing the little ukulele. And he sung Single Ladies the other night and posted it.
That he done.
And he also did the theme from Family Guy, and it's the most... I can't believe he's just become more adorable doing this.
Fit, attractive, good looking, and now he can sing. We'll tall poppy him if he keeps
and
this up.
And looks fantastic in a pair of speedos.
Male.
Let's face it.
That's enough, boys. I've had enough. I'm bored.
I've actually watched 4 hours of the gymnastics the other day. And
yes.
Let me tell you, there ain't nobody in the world like a gymnast body. They are amazing. And some of the things they do on horses, pummel horses, it was a pure delight. I had to switch it off so that I could connect with my partner for a few moments because he was, I think he was actually in some sort of gymnastics trance for a while.
Oh, my goodness. But look, I think we've been a little bit too hard on our athletes, I'll be honest with you. I think.
Why? Because they're losers.
Oh, Jamie.
Oh,
worst Olympics.
Wow.
The worst
Boom.
Olympics.
Boo to you.
Australia. Don't you dare be a part of the media.
Yes.
It's circus that are putting down.
Why is there such an emphasis on gold? And look, the guys do a fantastic job. When I say guys, I mean our Olympic team, of course. I think there's just too much emphasis. These guys are the cream of the crop.
They
you
are.
Cannot go any higher than the Olympics.
Look, I'm just being a little bit harsh. The truth, the honest truth is, in Australia, if you win, we cut you down. In Australia, if you lose, we cut you down.
You just
part
did
of
then,
our culture.
Jamie,
you did.
Then.
Actually, it's part of maybe your culture.
Thank you. Because, I mean, we are doing a show all about Australia this evening, of course, here on Catching Up.
Now, have we got any favourite Australian films or anything like that, kids?
Oh, look, probably... Muriel's Wedding.
Yeah, which
definitely.
We'll play a little bit later. Yeah.
I'd have to say I don't mind Mad Max.
Mad Max?
Yeah.
That's going back.
Puberty
it,
Blues.
Oh.
That is going back.
And we're in the toilet apparently, but no.
And Dolly?
Strictly Ballroom.
Of course, Strictly Ballroom.
That was a great movie. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, of course.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I bet one thing you guys didn't know, I can play... quite badly, but can play a didgeridoo.
Can you?
Really?
Didgeridoo?
It's all about blowing.
Of course it is.
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
And obviously, and I loved it, and I know it was polarised the nation.
Yes.
The film Australia. I loved it. I loved the epicness of it.
No, you didn't, did you?
I loved it.
Oh, come
on. It was like Gone with the Wind.
No,
I thought it was brilliant.
It was so not that.
The nuances, the comparisons to The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
it's amazing.
No.
Well, clearly we're still polarized.
I think someone's got the hots for a couple of the actors in that movie.
Who's that, Dan?
Fred, I reckon
Nicole
Brett's
Kidman.
Just like
Nicole.
Jackman, was it? It was Huey.
Yeah,
Huey.
Well, we all love Huey.
Yeah, we all love Huey, of course. He's the boy from Oz.
He's the boy from Oz. The man can sing, he can act, and he can dance.
Triple threat.
Yes, exactly.
Triple threat. I actually saw my partner in a little dance piece in Sydney this weekend.
Right.
And he sang.
And what's his name, Danny?
His name's James.
A little shout out to
James
him.
James and Jamie. Hello. We keep it simple. This way you never call out the wrong person.
He was doing a show in Sydney, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in a performance, a dance piece by a choreographer, Sue Healy, and he got to sing a little bit. It was all about variants, and it was called Variants, and he did a really great job that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go to Sydney for the weekend and get a bit of sunshine,
the
which
capital.
Made me
yes.
happy.
Well, it's not the capital, the
it's
real
not the capital.
No.
It's the gay capital.
It's the gay capital. It is the gay capital.
It's the California of Australia, really, and we're in New York, I think. Melbourne's the New York of Australia. We've got the culture and the lack of sun.
I hope you're enjoying this podcast of Catching Up, usually with Jamie, Dolly and myself on Tuesday nights between 9 and 10. If you like the show, either tune in or download some more podcasts from joy.org.au. You're with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Catching Up on Joy, and it's our Australian show. But just before we go back into it, guys, let's just talk a little bit about what Catching Up is about. And Catching Up's about us getting together, catching up on the gossip, catching up on TV, music that we love, and all other little tidbits our past.
What we've been up to that week, what we've done with our lives, what we love.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, a little bit old-fashioned, a little bit retro.
You're a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. I learned today, Brett.
You're both. That's very true.
I learned today that Dolly's the sort of girl that doesn't have a voicemail.
Oh,
that's annoying, isn't
that
it?
Is
oh, I
so
can't get
annoying.
It to work. I'm not very technical,
it's
am I?
It's quite simple. It's...
I won't say the number because that'll tell the telco. Yes.
I needed to ask Dolly something today. I had to write her a letter. So you'll get that question in
or
probably
a
about 3 days.
Knocking on my window.
So what do you love or hate about our great southern land? Email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427JOY949. I know one thing about Jamie, and he has a bit of a love affair for beauty queens of the past. And Jamie has a bit of a coup for us
tonight.
Miss Tasmania 1989.
Look, she's recent. She's beyond the D-list and you'll hear all about it. It was a lovely little catch-up we had this weekend. And we'll actually be able to give her a call at some stage as well, and she'll probably just pop in from time to time. But here's a little bit of what we talked about this week.
Is she? Oh, isn't she?
When she's not lighting up the catwalks of Tasmania's shopping centres, she's hobnobbing with the judges at showgirl pageants. Whether sunning on the deck of her private scallop trawler or cracking a fairly decent but not overly expensive bottle of sparkling wine at the opening of an envelope, she's a style icon and an expert in the lost art of conversation. Truly beyond the D-list, she's our ambassador to the map of Tasmania.
Hello, come in, Tasmania. Are you there?
Hello, this is Miss Tasmania 1989. How are you?
We're fantastic here at Catching Up. Now, we, you know, obviously need to find out what's going on in Tasmania this week.
Oh, goodness, it's a sleepy little hollow, but lots of different things are happening. We've had a festival down here with lots of singing going on. Salamanca Market, of course. In my life, not very much happening, really.
Now, look, you're a busy single mum, you do a lot of charity work, you teach a little bit of deportment on the side. How do you find the time to do it all?
Oh, look, it's a bit of a rush, really. I'm an international jet hostess as well, don't forget.
Of course.
Yeah. But my mum and dad help out a lot, and past pageant winners also help out. There's a little team of former Miss Tasmanians that help out.
So you were Miss Tasmania 1989. Who are the others that are helping you out?
Oh, we can go back to the 70s. We've got Jennifer Jones in the 70s. There's a couple from the 80s. Oh, it spans many decades and different hairstyles, let me tell you.
Different hairstyles, I'm sure. And tell me, what do you do in your spare time, apart from popping off to an opening of an envelope?
Well, recently I've been redecorating with my dad. We were very relieved today to discover that shag pole carpet's come back in style.
Oh, so fantastic.
We don't need to bother... We don't need to bother ripping it up after all.
Just leave the old shag down where it is. And what about wallpaper? Is that big still in Tasmania?
It is. It is. Second time round again, we didn't have to re-put it up because it's already there from last time. Bit stained, though.
Bit stained. We appreciate you being on the show today. Do you mind if we give you a call once in a while if we need anything, we need to ask you any beauty tips or anything that we're not sure in terms of etiquette? Can we give you a buzz?
Oh, it would be my pleasure, Jamie.
Well,
I look forward to hearing from you again.
Fantastic. It's been wonderful having you with us today, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Terrific. Thanks, Jamie.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Katie Underwood, and I tune in to Joy 94.9 because I think it's beautiful, beautiful, yeah. It's so beautiful, beautiful.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
I
remember
Kate.
That now. Yeah, gorgeous.
I love Kate.
Gorgeous,
sexy, isn't she? Mm.
She's
Dolly.
Sexy. I mean, trust
she's
me.
She's all woman.
Absolutely. Now, was Trust Me, when she sung Trust Me, was that with Talk? No, Talking Pictures? No? Talking? No?
You're talking, darling.
I'm just doing the talking. So sorry.
But that was True Romantic, wasn't it?
It was True Romantic.
So, yeah. Gosh.
She did one of those Who Do You Think You Are shows. I think they did a family tree. I'm
yes,
pretty sure
she
it was very,
did.
Was
yeah.
very interesting.
Yeah, and she's been on the Dancing with the Blahs or whatever.
Yeah.
Hasn't she?
And she's a Melbourne girl.
Oh, is she?
Originally,
there
yes.
You go.
She's an old Melbourne girl. I think she's from Broadie.
Really?
I think she's a northern suburbs girl.
I thought she was a Kiwi.
Originally Kiwi, though,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah. I mean, if you're from New Zealand and you're good, you become Australian pretty quickly.
Well,
we suck you in, don't we? No, we're going to play the mystery theme. Ooh. TV show.
No one's guessed it.
Oh, is there anyone out there tonight? Well, because we've got no prizes to give away. The lamingtons have been eaten.
Get the chance to be a winner.
I know. Yes. This is exciting. So you can email us,
Jamie,
onair@joy.org.au or
SMS us on 0427JOY949.
That's right.
Jamie will always just drop around some lamingtons in his spare time to your house, mate.
I could do that. That would be a great prize. Or a little pot plant. Here it is.
Come on, let us know you're here. Oh, look, I'm thinking Siggy, as I said. Not a Siggy, just
a don't want to live in the city. My friends tell me I'm changing.
Siggy.
The smell of salty air is what I'm chasing.
Blah, blah. Go on.
It went on a little bit.
If you don't get it now, they're not going to get it. We might, you know, maybe we'll come up with something easier.
Anyway, there we go. Can we talk about something very Australian?
Yes.
Yes.
And hopefully something that we all love. A little bit of Muriel's Wedding.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love that.
We love Muriel's Wedding. We've got a little bit of a clip, haven't we?
We do have a little bit of a clip of Muriel's Wedding.
This is where the girls are in Bar. Where are they?
Are they tropical? No. Hibiscus Island.
Hibiscus Island. That's right. And they confront the Mole Patrol.
The Mole Patrol. Let's give that a little spin, folks.
My whole life is one last fling after another.
Hey, remember Tanya Dugano? She got married to Chook.
To what?
Chook, Peter Vernell.
Oh, I remember them. What a pair of assholes. They deserve each other. Whenever I think about how revolting Pauper Spit was, I think about Tanya Dugano and those idiots that she used to hang out with. They made my life hell. Do you ever dream about what you would say to them if you saw them now?
I do see them now. They're over there.
What are they doing here?
They're on Tanya's honeymoon. Chook couldn't come.
No. Tanya! What a fantastic surprise.
I don't believe it.
I haven't seen you since Pauper Spit High. How are you? Married? Muriel told me.
Turkey.
Chook. Chook, that's right. Well, congratulations. Come and have a drink with us.
Really?
You want to have a drink with me?
Well, we can't let you spend the entire holiday alone. We're not in school anymore, Rhonda. You don't have to feel you're not good enough for us now.
I don't.
If I feel you've changed, I'll tell you. I'm honest. Unlike some people, I tell it like it is.
The truth?
Yes.
I tell the truth too.
Nicole's having an affair with Chook. Muriel saw them f***ing in the laundry on your wedding day. Stick your drink up your ass, Tanya. I would rather swallow razor blades than drink with you. Oh, by the way, I'm not alone. I'm with Muriel.
You're on Joy with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Catching Up. And that was...
I'm with Muriel.
I'm with Muriel as
you
well.
You with Muriel, Jamie?
Stick your drink up your ass, Brett.
Your amber fluid, isn't it?
The amber fluid.
Ah, up, there you go, yeah.
Up your polar bear's
Let's see who can do their best...
Chook?
The most famous quote from Muriel's Wedding. Your terrible Muriel. Let's see. Come on, Brett, give it a go.
Your terrible Muriel.
Dolly?
Your terrible Muriel.
Your terrible Muriel.
Yeah, my favourite quote has to be, Deirdre Chambers. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. And, of course, Bill. Bill
Hislop?
No, the actor that played him, darling. Bill Hunter.
Bill Hunter.
Yes. Oh, God, he's done everything.
May he rest in peace.
Done everything.
Yes, he died last year, I think.
Now, I think we've got a couple of announcements, and then we're going to be back with a little bit more of Catching Up. Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Rhonda Birchmore, and you're listening to my favourite station, Joy 94.9. It's got the best boys, the best girls, the best everything. It's just a joy to be on it.
Yes, it certainly is, Rhonda. And we're doing all things Australian on Catching Up, aren't we?
We are.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're doing our favourite Australian things. And you've been giving us a little bit of lingo, a little bit of slang.
Yes.
Haven't you, darling?
Yes.
And what have I been contributing? Muriel's wedding.
You're just here, sweetheart.
Fast
you are.
Forward,
you're the epitome
not much.
Of. You're the epitome of Australian. Who are you kidding?
You are.
Thanks, mate. And what have you been contributing, Jamie?
I've just been pressing the
buttons. You've been in a frenzy, an Aussie frenzy.
Can I say, Doc? Jamie's done a marvellous job saying that he was in meltdown mode just before we came into the studio. He is kicking goals, another Australian expression.
Yes.
Dolly,
good on you, mate.
I should be at the Olympics, probably.
You should be kicking goals, absolutely. Dolly, you have got a wonderful little bush ballad.
A bush ballad, yes, because it's Australia. Here we go. It's called Across the Stone Femme Plains, a ballad by Hard Yakka. Oh, for me grog, my jolly, jolly grog. Oh, for my beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all my tin in a shanty drinking gin, some Collingwood bar I must wander. I'm stiff, stunny broke, I could do with a poke, and everyone's face looks like busted thunder. Nobody works too, and everyone's called Sue when you're a leso girl from down under. Well, I'm crook in the head, for I haven't been to bed since first I touched this shanty with my plunder. Well, don't get me wrong, she was good for a yarn, but I had her head on her like a bucket of chunder. I see centipedes and snakes, and I'm full of pains and aches, she says when I make ways to wander. Like I could give a stuff, I'd really had enough. It was time for me to get lost over yonder. I'll leave that old Les Dyke, and I'll get lost with a hike. Do a runner, I think they say. What a laugh. And my beer and whiskey brain looks for sleep, but all in vain. Have I really give birth to a calf? So hang that blasted grog, that hocus shanty grog, and the beer that's loaded with tobacco. Grafting humour I am in, and I'll stick the peg right in, because that's why they call me Hard Yakka.
Oh, Dolly.
Did you like that?
Well done, Dolly.
It's a
that
bush
was
ballad
marvellous.
That I found.
You should be published.
The best of bush ballads.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Let's go straight into a little clip we've got now. They're very exciting.
Mm. Yes.
The Kath and Kim movie is set to be released on September the 6th, and we've got scoop of the trailer, so we're going to have a little play of that.
What's it called, darling?
Kimberella.
Mum! What are
Kimberella.
You doing? You're hoity clums.
We're not hiding very much.
They're back. Bigger.
Bloody diet. The Orlando Bloom pre-diet.
Oh, wow. The diet really works.
Still fat.
Bolder.
I'm really happy with my augmentation.
And foxier.
Oh, mind the bananas, Kel. They're $14 a kilo.
This September.
I want a trip for two to Papaloma.
Italy. I'm going to Italy.
Pack your bags.
Has anyone seen my baboon bum?
And take a trip.
Papaloma, here we come. Fun times ahead.
With the foxy ladies from Fountain Lakes.
Can you have you?
Tour group has arrived. Just your type. Rich and stupid.
Welcome, ladies, to Papaloma.
Why are you going red, Mum?
What?
Is that the change of life? Got the paws. The paws.
Please, stupid girl.
It's a fairy tale adventure.
What's really happening?
Serious. Ow.
A poo.
I'm going to be sacked for that.
Filled with princesses.
My hump. My lovely lady lumps. Check them out.
Princes.
I might have done better. But I've definitely done worse.
And royal weddings.
Another Aussie princess.
Ooh, they smell.
That's yeah. Well, Jake.
That's cat.
There is also time for fun what before the nuptials.
That will have everyone coming out.
Donkey Root, happy eight?
I'm going to rock it out and win. Reign supreme.
Shushibbity, please. Mummy's talking.
Kath.
I won't be accused of having googly eyes, please.
Kim.
I'm here, bitches. Let's get this party started.
Sharon. Kel.
Do you want me to take your skin off your breasts, Jill?
Brett.
Just want to make her happy.
I just never thought I'd end up with a bald wingnut.
Kath and Kimderella. A ritzy fairy tale of fashion, passion and revolution.
Gorgeous! We need her in the Liberal Party.
I am all ears.
Oh no, we don't need any more of those. Have you seen Tony Abbott? He's just all ears.
There you go, folks. What do you reckon?
It's I've got ended up with a couple of bald wingnuts with you
too. It's got Kath, it's got Kim, it's got Sharon, it's got Prue or True.
Got it all. Yeah. It's going to be all. Hey, look, I've got a quick shout out. We've got the fabulous Chris from London coming back from his little holiday in the Czech Republic. Chris has said, "Kath, our best show is Kath and Kim. Love the show. Go Team GB." Oh, bless
GB
you, Chris.
GB stand for, darling?
Great Britain.
Oh, of course it does. Yep. Well, that's where he's from, isn't it, hey?
4.9. If you're enjoying the show, you can tune in on Tuesday nights from 9 till 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Catching Up with Joy. That was the fabulous Marsha Hines with Your Love Keeps, Your Love Still Brings Me to My Knees. And we have been in between. Sonia and Mitch from Sci-Fi and Squim have popped in. What's up next, guys? Lovely to see you again.
Great.
Hello.
What's up next on Sci-Fi and Squeam? Well, we've got somebody special from Tasmania.
We had someone from Tasmania tonight.
Yes. Bryony, she's going to be on the show talking about some of the films at the Melbourne International Film Festival that are all genre, horror and so forth. And we've got Bobcat Goldthwait, an interview with him as well. That's cool.
And we're also going to be talking to Richard Gray, the director of Mind Games.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a cool one.
Really, really interesting night.
Fantastic.
That's great, guys. I'm sure people will be looking forward to Sci-Fi and Squeam as usual.
Now,
thank you.
Brett, what's happening with the mystery theme?
This is fantastic. We finally get a winner for the theme. And yes, it was Sea Change, but the person who guessed it didn't bother putting any of their
details. There's still a winner.
Maybe it was Siggy.
Maybe it was.
If it is, hello, Shiggy out there.
What was that one she did with the paddle steamers?
All the rivers run. All the rivers run, I think, darling.
That was beautiful. Mm. She was beautiful then. But she was in prisoner too.
Yes.
I think she was. She was.
Well, that was our Australian theme. I thought we did a marvellous job.
Oh, look, nobody does
you
it better.
You always do.
No,
or
it is.
Harder.
And we didn't even get to talk about meat pies, lamingtons, pavlovas.
Well, hopefully we'll eat them all
Vegemite,
later.
Minties, the Hills Hoist, the Esky.
The Esky, Sydney Harbour
Australia
Bridge.
Australia Day.
Of the Opera House, Ayers Rock. Oh, sorry, Uluru.
One Night Stands, all the good Australian stuff.
Hey, what's up on next week's show, Dolly?
Oh, look, much the same. Cheap and trashy, I think it is, isn't it?
We're going to do trash.
Which is what we're all about, really.
Well, we are trash.
Yeah. Total trash. Hey, listen, tomorrow, though, we're going to be live, aren't we?
That's the exciting thing. We are doing...
Driving.
We are doing Catching Up on Wednesday Drive. We're going to be revisiting our favourite things, what we've discussed over it. There's going to be some new things. We're going to revisit a couple of other bits and pieces. Very exciting.
What time's the drive, darling?
And it's between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So we will be taking you home tomorrow after work. Don't forget to miss it. It's going to be huge.
Absolutely. But for tonight, it's good night from Brett.
It's good night from Jamie.
Oh, and it's good night from Dolly.
Joy
94.9.
They've just been listening to our little podcast. I wonder what they thought of it. I hope they enjoyed our Catching Up podcast.
Well, I always enjoy listening to you, and you've always got a wonderful story to tell.
Well, you always enjoy listening to you too, don't you, Dolly?
Don't get me confused with Jamie now, Dolly.
Oh, that's right. That's right, sweet, huh? No, it's lovely of the viewers to listen to us, isn't it? You don't like it when I say that.
Well, they are listeners, but they can listen in any Tuesday night. Well,
that's when we're on, isn't it?
Between 9 and 10 on Joy, or just download more podcasts from the Joy website.
Pod away.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.